What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do here at the Positive Truth. It's Friday, so we're talking about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better.
Gusabis.
We do that every single Friday, or we have a wonderful interview where we bring in positive people that are doing a positive thing in our community. On Monday and Wednesdays, it's audio only. We talk about uplifting and positive news. You can check that out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. On Fridays, it's video and audio. So if you're one of those people that only checks out the Friday episode on video, there's more uplifting news. We do this three times as often. Check out our Monday and Wednesday episodes. Yeah. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
I'm good. I like your t-shirt.
I appreciate that, man. It says Tusavas on the back, too, man.
It does?
Yeah, man. Look, look, look. The kids voted for it, too. It was awesome.
You won?
No, they won. They chose Tusavas. I gave them, like, three options and unanimous Tusavas.
Nice.
It's winning. I'm making an impact.
I can tell it's new because it's still got the crease.
Yeah, you already know, man. I don't iron. What's that? Sorry, babe. I know she's listening.
You should use this podcast to build up brownie points, Tim.
Nah.
Just saying.
Nah. No, I'm just kidding. So what are we talking about today, JP?
We're talking about the I word.
The I word. What is this I word?
It's why you should stop saying illegal immigrants. You should say undocumented immigrants instead.
So let's talk about why this is an issue.
I mean, because immigrant and refugee rights are increasingly under attack by U.S. institutions, while racially derogatory language used in the media and political discourse has paved the way in a rise in hate crimes against immigrants. So, our president, Mr. Trump, he ran a whole campaign pointing the finger at immigrants, like Mexican rapists. He would say illegal immigrants. They're doing all these crimes. Well, none of that's actually true. We've covered that in other episodes.
Absolutely.
But right now, according to the Race Forward Center of Racial Injustice Initiative, immigrant families are facing a period of heightened persecution and crisis. And in the first 10 days following the election, there were almost 900 reports of harassment and intimidation from across the nation. Anti-immigration harassment accounted for 32% of the 867 hate crime incidents collected by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And in a week after the election, over 2,500 educators described specific incidents of bigotry and harassment in the schools directed towards largely minority groups, thanks to election rhetoric. And it all stemmed from this word, illegal immigrants. So this idea that, like, you're illegal, you're not supposed to be here, you're a criminal, when we all know that's not true.
Absolutely. I mean, using the word illegal is just, it's completely incorrect. And I'm going to use Judith, you know, who's our source for this episode. I'm going to use what she said right here, man.
Check out her interview.
Yeah, for sure. Please check out Judith's interview. It was awesome. Think of it this way. If a 14-year-old is driving without a license, we say he is, what do we call that?
Underage driver.
Exactly.
We don't say illegal driver.
Exactly. So when somebody comes over here undocumented, why are they an illegal immigrant whenever they're just an immigrant?
I mean, I break this down into three categories. It's dehumanizing. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a shorthand for racially charged terms that, like, dehumanize people. It's a word that supports a long-term strategy of mass criminalization of immigrants when we know that's not true. According to the Migration Policy Institute, there's 11 million unauthorized immigrants in America, and only 300,000 have committed a felony crime, where that's 3% of the 11 million people, undocumented immigrants. 6% of the overall population of, like, the 330 million people living here, 6% have committed felonies if you're documented. So undocumented people are actually committing less crime than the actual American citizens.
And that's definitely a fact we've said before on this podcast, and people still don't quite understand.
They're just not checking it out, man.
Absolutely, they're not. You said you broke it down into three categories?
I mean, like, if you're saying illegal, it just promotes violence and discrimination. I actually have a quote here. So this is from the 2005 memo. It's from a Republican strategist named Frank Luntz. he encouraged the term because it dehumanized. He encouraged the term because, like, it basically creates this idea that people that are illegal are criminals. He wanted the term illegal immigrant to be, like, associated with, synonymous with criminality. That's what this memo says from this Republican strategist from 2005. That's just another reason why we shouldn't be saying these words. And usually it's racially charged. So whenever you think of an illegal immigrant, what you're thinking about is just, oh, well, this is a Mexican dude.
Absolutely. It is definitely racially charged. I agree 100%.
You're thinking of some Central American person. You never think about anyone white, anyone Asian. You're thinking of brown and black people.
At least where we're from, for sure.
But everywhere. Like, everywhere. I mean, it's deliberately divisive and fuels racial profiling, and it's hidden and racially coded. And lastly, it's just legally inaccurate. This is what you just talked about. Like, immigration judges, attorneys, and journalists. Most journalists don't use the term because it unlawfully assumes guilt. Ethical journalism calls for respect of due process. The uses of illegal criminalizes immediately. And the truth is, like, over 60% of the 11 million unauthorized people, immigrants that have been here, they've been here for over a decade. And they almost, like, over 90% have a family member that actually is an American. So they have their green card, or they're trying to get their green card so they can go through the process to become a citizen. But that process takes time, like we've covered.
Absolutely.
So if you have someone that becomes like, oh, they're a citizen now. Now you qualify for a green card, which means another 10 years you might qualify to be a citizen. Like, that takes time. And in the meantime, they're being treated like they're criminals.
It takes time and money. And
the right lawyers.
It's expensive, man. It's ridiculous. And you're absolutely right. They are getting treated like they're criminals. And that's exactly why we had to talk about this I word. This I word is definitely inaccurate. These aren't criminals. These are human beings. No human being is illegal, right? That's exactly what Judith said. So I'm going to go with it. So, JP, do you have... any facts about this topic?
I mean, the ones I just said, the ones about, you know, there's 11 million of them, about 60% have been here for over a decade. Most of them, like, they're either, like, they know, like, their immigration status is, I guess, fluid, and depending on their individual circumstances can be adjusted, meaning most of their immediate family members, they have an immediate family member who is an American citizen or is about to be one. So, like, why are we just treating them all like they're criminals? They're productive members of society. They help our economy. They're law-abiding members, like we just talked about. They commit less crimes than actual American citizens. They're deeply rooted in our communities since they've been here for over a decade.
Absolutely.
They're working hard, living quietly, paying taxes, and raising families.
Absolutely.
And they're being treated like they're criminals. Every time an undocumented immigrant does something bad, it's just thrown in the face, and it's like, this is what they're all doing.
Absolutely. So what do you say to the people out there that they don't hate immigrants, undocumented immigrants, they just truly didn't know about the word illegal, that it was so offensive?
Then just stop saying it.
Straight stop saying it.
That's all it takes. That's all we're getting for here. Stop saying it.
Can you give me a couple different terms I can use besides illegal?
Undocumented. That's all you need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't think of another one.
Unauthorized.
Yeah, there you go, Tim. Good job. Yeah,
you said it earlier. That's the only reason why I got it. You have unauthorized, undocumented. You have different terms you can use besides illegal. Illegal is
future
offensive.
American citizens, productive members of society.
Ours.
There you go.
Facts. Those are true facts right there.
Like, if 97% of them are raising families and just, like, helping our economy, I feel like that's a true statement.
We got a long way to go as a country, but this is a start.
Yeah, this is a start. Just stop calling people illegal.
So how we can change that for the better is...
just stop saying it.
Absolutely, just stop saying it.
And here's the thing, like there's this idea of, like, I don't have to be politically correct. Like, no, you're just, like, the idea is you're not being politically correct. You're not offending anyone. You're actually just being correct. You're helping towards a better, more equal society whenever you don't say illegal. Same thing with, like, retarded. like, oh, that's retarded. Like, that's extremely offensive to people with disabilities because there's so many different levels of disabilities. That's why we don't say it anymore. We shouldn't say it anymore as a society.
Absolutely.
It's the exact same thing here because the word illegal has been criminalized to a point where it's just incredibly untrue. And that's why we shouldn't say it. That's why we don't say retarded. That's why we don't say illegal. We're taking steps. We're eliminating verbs that hurt people.
Absolutely. So people don't get so offensive or defensive. I'm sorry. Don't get so defensive when you hear this podcast. I mean, you may not have known.
What are you getting defensive about?
Some people are, I can say whatever I want. I've had conversations like that's terrible. And it's, don't get defensive. Just change this word. That's it. Change one word out of your vocabulary. Because in all reality, it's wrong. And it hurts people. So let's move on.
And if you don't agree, you can check out the Immigration Policy Institute. You can check out the New York Times article. I think if I could find it, put it in the description. And you can search the facts for yourself. Like, undocumented immigrants aren't committing any crimes. And they're having hate crimes committed against them. And we need to stop it. And we need to change the verbiage to make it not seem like they're all criminals that are just raping and killing people.
Absolutely.
Do we have anything else, Tim?
I mean, we have a positive quote.
What?
What?
If you want to donate to the positive truth, not to the positive truth, to a good cause, we have t-shirts. They're $20. We talk about them all the time. They're black and gray. They go to 3 nonprofit organizations. And we'll put the stuff in the description so we don't have to talk about it anymore. Tim, let's hear the positive quote.
One small positive thought in the morning can change the entire outcome of your day.
I think of a positive thought you can have in the morning. Today, I'm not going to say illegal immigrants anymore.
Bars. I like what you did there. I like what you did there.
Until then, stay positive.
You stole mine. You stole. We out. Stay positive, guys.
Oh, man. I'm trying to be like you, man.